morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. It's Jamie here. Excited you're with me. It is March 4th, 2024, episode 5260. I hope you're doing amazing today. Got a lot of things going on. As you know, Mondays are one of the most important days to listen to because we can get you focused and organized on the basics. And remember the basics. First of all, is our metaphysical morning ritual, which is taking time for self-care, making sure you're taking care of yourself. Listen to the Coach Cast. Get this energy in the morning, every morning. Plan your day with the 7 P's. Remember, have the proper perspective, set the daily priorities, focus on improved performance, always have patience, keep great posture, stay present and persist, and then organize your planner. And for those of you that are using the companion, take a picture of it, send it in, stop by the community, accountability, question support. We've got all that for you. So that being said, let's get into this week, this month. We are now in a due month. PDCA, we're now in a due month. So we should have had an opportunity to take a look at our plan, understand where we're at, kind of take a look and say, okay, now I'm ready to make my marathon, or maybe like a 5K. For the next few months, we want to go after the plan. We want to execute, make the changes that we needed to make, and now it's time to take it on. If you're new with me, great. Don't worry about that. You can start working on your plan. I would suggest you get into your belt system. Do the white belt. By the way, we've got new belts coming. We've got the new purple, and we've got the new brown belt coming. Excited about both of those. Working with Jurgen to come up with some terminology. He's been great. And it's just community driven, right? And then along with the belts, we now have certifications. So as you get your belts, anybody takes them in the future, you're going to get a certification for your belts. And we're working with some new things with organizations. So we're really putting together some great stuff, meaning we can work with your team and really build some structure out for your team. So excited about us. We're moving into our due month, and obviously that's part of it. And we're going to be really rocking it right now. We're going to get some great stuff going up. We've got some new meetups coming this month. We have our professional expert meetup. Those of you that are building your IP, your business, that's on Thursday, which is March 14th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have our topic of the month, which we're going to be talking about emotional health, EQ. One of the most important topics. It's got real popular over the years. But our new book study is Emotional Intelligent Habits. We're going to start that tomorrow. But we're also going to have a meetup on March 28th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be discussing the aspects of that. Also, we've got some various meetups. You can find those in the community. Jump in there. You can come in at one of those social meetups at some time. We're always bringing things up. Community is a great place to connect with others and just figure out, you know, kind of maybe you've got a question or something. Amazing people in there. All right, so let's get into this week. This week, we're going to talk about is knowledge power? And really, what we're focusing on with this is, what do we do with the knowledge? What do we do if we gain knowledge or our own IP or other people's IP? Intellectual property is what IP is, by the way. What do we do with that? And it, does knowledge really help us? And I want to go through that today, but it's going to help you understand some of the key aspects of taking knowledge and how to use it, okay? Then tomorrow, our book study, we're starting Emotional Intelligent Habits, chapter 1 to 10. Don't have to grab the books, but this one is a pretty good one. It comes with an assessment, which I really like assessments, and I'll go over that tomorrow. But we're going to go into depth into this book this month. We're going to do chapters 1 through 10. Fairly large book, by the way. Wednesday is a method that I created a few years ago to learn quickly. It's called the Rapid Learning Method. I'm going to teach you that Wednesday. Again, this is a great thing to talk about in the community if you've got some questions, but it's a way to acquire knowledge rapidly. So I'm going to give you that method on Wednesday. Thursday, we've got this, an Ask JB, and people have asked me, how do I read so much? I want to go through some of the tips on getting through some of those books that are on your desk. I know Martin, we were in our mastermind the other day, and he brought 5 books in, and I love it. I love when people are just, you know, grabbing knowledge, and we want to make sure we're getting through those books, so I want to give you some tips on that. Friday, we're going to talk about financial education ideas. How do we get up to speed? A lot of people are making money right now in different markets. How do we take advantage of that? It's a big one. Saturday, of course, we've got Dr. Paul, excited about, you know, what he's bringing to the table. Every week, we've got some new research ideas. If you don't know Dr. Paul, he's a research scientist, physician, professor, really brings a lot to the table on Saturdays for us. And then Sunday, we've got esoteric spiritual knowledge coming from my background of really my PhD, my metaphysical background, talking about spiritual things. So we got a big week planned, excited about, you know, really helping you and supporting you in your plan, but also giving you motivation and ideas to continue to move forward. And again, I can't stress enough how much, you know, our basic morning metaphysical ritual is really critical. And taking time for self-care is critical. You might hear it a little bit in my voice. A few of you know, and you've seen some of the videos over the last couple of weeks, you know, I hit COVID again. And part of the reason that I think I got it was I was working out really hard, ended up staying up pretty late in an environment that wasn't conducive for me. A lot of smoke, it was a concert. And afterwards I hung out with some people and then I got the COVID again. And, you know, to me, health is the most important thing. You can hear it in my voice a little bit. You know, I'm getting through it. I'm fine. I'm good now, but it just sucks being unhealthy. And I just want to just reiterate that healthcare, taking time for self-care, being aware, which is emotional intelligence. We're going to go over that of environments and something I even have to do a better job of. I knew my recovery wasn't great because I had worked out really hard the day before. And I, you know, you can go to concerts, you can do fun things, but you also have to be careful of the environments that you're putting yourself into. And that's on me. That's on me. And, you know, another life lesson learned, check the box. You know, I always tell God I've had enough life lessons, but, you know, I learned another one there. Look, I'm looking at high performance and really we're building this for organizations and building this for you and making this amazing. And I can't afford any time to be sick. I just can't afford it. And you know, that's part of not the way that I've always taught. I've always taught about freedom and being able to take time off and do whatever you want. But this year, it's really my mission, as we talk about being mission-driven, right, to have make a difference out there and be able to really, really have impact. And so in order to do that, got to stay that, keep that self-care going. Okay, so is knowledge power? Let's get into it a little bit today and talk about it. Well, first of all, it helps. It helps. But it can get in the way, too. And I was watching Top Gun, the latest Top Gun, and he had Goose's, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's been out for a while, so I think most people have seen the new Top Gun. For those of you not in the United States, Top Gun's a Tom Cruise movie and, you know, fighter pilots. It was big in the 80s, and they made a remake a couple years ago. And he had Goose's son. They called him Rooster. Goose was the backup pilot or the pilot in the back that got killed in the original Top Gun. And one of the main points of the movie was it kind of is they're going into the battle as Tom Cruise tells Rooster, who's Goose's son, to don't think, just do. Don't think, just do. And sometimes the problem with knowledge is we get to the point where we're trying to get too much education, we're not taking action. Many people take courses, and we've obviously had courses over the years, and it's one of the things that drives me nuts is people buy the course and then they don't finish. Or they come here and they, you know, they spend a month and they don't give themselves a year, which I tell them it's going to take, right? And it drives me nuts. It really does, because I care. And I care that people aren't executing and aren't doing. But part of the issue is that the don't think, don't do is when you think, a lot of times you think that, okay, I joined Morning Coach, everything's going to be okay now. And the truth is, no, now you got to start taking action. You got to do. There's a lot of pain in life, right? And in things that are happening. In fact, when they teach marketing, they talk about finding the pain and then solve it through your solution. But the problem is, with a lot of the pain points that people have, whether it's financial or whether it's productivity or whether it's, you know, getting more EQ, emotional intelligence, whatever it is, there's a tendency for people to go buy a product or join the gym, and then the pressure's gone. Like they feel they've accomplished it and they feel like they're there. So it's like they're thinking like, hey, all right, I did it. I joined the gym. But joining the gym doesn't solve the problem. Joining Morning Coach doesn't solve the problem. Now what you got to do is start executing. Now, it's not about perfection and execution. It's about continually gaining knowledge and then utilizing that knowledge to get better. So when I get here and I say, hey, you know, do the 7 P's. Look, there's going to be times when things, you know, you can't do it. I had COVID, you know, and COVID threw me out of my routine, drove me crazy. Talk about getting angry and frustrated. But I realized I'm a human being. I can't do the things that I need to do day in and day out right now because I'm sick. You know, I got the COVID thing. It happens. It happens. I tested positive and I got through it. You know, luckily Dr. Paul's here and, you know, gave me some ideas and stuff and I got through it pretty quick. But point being, I wasn't perfect. And so when we go to do things, we don't want to think too much. We just want to do. We want to show up. And it's the consistency that's going to make the difference. And sometimes you got to take a step back. So if you join the gym because you have this pain that I want to lose weight, maybe you look down and you got a little bit bigger belly or I don't know what it is, but you got some pain. So you go sign the paperwork and you step in there and then you never show up again. Well, you didn't solve the problem. You actually caused more issues. So we've got to learn an awareness level of when we're going out and doing things to be able to step back and go, okay, where am I at with things? Am I doing it or am I just getting more knowledge? Because knowledge is great, but we don't want to not take the action. Okay. And it's very important. But where we're going with knowledge, just like here or any other thing. So let's talk about guitar. If you go to learn guitar, at the beginning, you need to know where your fingers go. And you need to learn the chords. And as you learn the chords and you learn where your fingers go, eventually you don't have to think about it anymore. That's what we're getting to. The key is to not think. Golf is a great example of this. Golf, you want to hit a nice little draw out there. Well, that means you got to swing to the inside. You got to really get that elbow inside. And you got to swing out to the right and let that club come around and just release the club. And you should get a nice draw. I hit a draw with my irons. I hit a fade with my driver just because I can hit it hard. And a fade, you kind of cut across the ball. You swing to the left, you cut it, and it's going to spin off to the right. Well, eventually, you don't have to think about it. You get over it, and you go, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And then your body just takes over. People that aren't very good, and the reason most beginners aren't very good is because they have to think too much. Real athletes, they get up there. Sometimes you'll play with a pro athlete, like a quarterback. They're typically good golfers or a kicker. And the reason is they already know how to manipulate the ball in their mind. They don't have to think. But they need the knowledge. And then you give somebody like that knowledge. And I've always said this, right? You add skill, which is knowledge, to talent, which is naturally inborn, and you have genius. So adding skills, which is all the things we can learn, and we're going to learn that in EQ tomorrow, in emotional intelligent habits, then adding it to it, you're going to be able to do it without thinking. So it's funny because I was talking to John Cunningham the other day, and we were talking about this. You know, John, over the years, has been with me for years. He's over in Japan. He's just killing it now, doing great things. And John used to want to quit every once in a while. He'd say, man, you know, just when I think that I'm going to quit, something would click with the Morning Coach system. And then you'd be like, okay, this is how this works. And same thing here is like, as you develop and you hear me talk about the 7 P's and you hear me talk about metaphysical morning ritual and everything else that we do, and there's so much more, right? If you show up and you listen and you participate, all of a sudden it clicks. So you have the knowledge, but you're not thinking about it. You're just doing it. You're just doing it. So I'm implementing the PARA method. Last month was our book study and we talked about PARA and second brain. So right now I have to have a cheat sheet on my desk because I don't know it. I'm like, okay, what is a resource? What is an area? What's a project? But eventually that'll just be in my, the knowledge will be gone. I don't have to think. On my Friday SOP, I can just take a look at my PARA or my notes and just automatically do it. But at the beginning, it takes time to build the mental ability, the knowledge. And a lot of times when you're getting the knowledge, you're not getting the performance that you want. You're not getting the results that you want. And that's why within our system, it's really critical that you don't give up, that you stick with this, that when you take a week off, that you come back. Because you're gaining a lot of knowledge. And we're evolving the system constantly. Now, Nicole, Nick's been with us 18, 19 years, back to when I was doing this as a conference call. And Nick can handle a lot of the new stuff because she has the fundamentals. She's been listening for years. But it doesn't matter whether you're brand new or not. The idea is the same, that we've got to acquire knowledge and we've got to give things time to get the knowledge to where we don't have to think anymore. And this comes to investments. We're going to talk about this Friday. Like, there's a time that you can see things, whether it's horse racing or gambling or investing in the stock market, and you invest the time and you take action, and all of a sudden you can see things that other people don't. You can see the trends. You're aware of things that are happening. Well, that's what I'm doing here for productivity. That's what we're doing here at Morning Coach, why it's so important, is we're helping you understand these deeper concepts. And then we go even further with business and IP and organizational issues. All these things that are coming at you 365 days a year, and Dr. Paul with health is giving you knowledge that eventually you don't have to think. And so when you look at a situation, you say, okay, what's the mission? What are the projects involved? Okay, where are the goals? What's going to get us there? What's your projects? What are the tasks? You don't even think about it. You just automatically apply it because the knowledge is there. You've been doing this over time. Sacred Six, you start to prioritize. So important. That every morning you get up and go, okay, this is what's really important. Most people don't do it. That's why they're not effective. But you are, and you get it. But the first part of this is gaining the knowledge. So is knowledge power? Yes, it is. But knowledge is power when it's consumed, and then you don't have to think. Like you're bring it into your brain and it's part of you now. And that's why we've got to constantly be learning and growing and evolving. The plasticity of the mind is amazing. Neuroscientists have learned we can do so much with our mind. But for most people, they go to school and they quit. They give up. Heck, 60%. So we got, I think, 40% of the people that join Morning Coach right now, the new people, 40%, they don't stick. They disappear. And part of the problem is they're getting knowledge, but they're not executing on that knowledge, right? They're not taking the knowledge to the next step. They're not participating at the level that they need to. And to me, it makes me sad because I know how many people this has worked for. I know how many people it's working for right now. But if you don't take the action with the knowledge and whatever that you're doing, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're coming to Morning Coach, it's not going to work because you got to what? Have patience. You got to have patience as you gain the knowledge. But too many people are looking for that instantaneous, you know, instantaneous gratification. And that's not the way the world works. The world works by you gaining knowledge and you growing as an individual. And you know what? There's a lot of joy in that. There's a lot of joy in your growth. There's a lot of joy in your evolution because it's who we're becoming, not what we have. That's what it's really what it's about. And that's what we're doing here together. So it's awesome that you're with me and it's awesome that we're doing this, but just remember, do, don't think, but you got to get the knowledge before you can do. To go back to Top Gun, if you've never flown a fighter pilot and you know, and you're just flying up there and you're just doing stuff, there's a reason we practice. I think about Haganah with Sir and all the training that I did. There's a reason we practice so we can just do. If you're in a war environment, in a tactical situation, special forces issue, you can't be thinking. You got to be able to have the cognitive ability to know that you've trained enough to trust your training, to trust your ability to do what you need to do. As a pilot, same thing. You got to be able to trust your training. You got to trust what you've learned. You can't be thinking. You got to take action. Morning Coach. Do your Morning Coach morning ritual. Take time for self-care. Listen to the Coach Cast. Do your 7 P's. Get your planner organized and watch the success happen for you. Watch it. Just allow it to happen. But make sure you're journaling because just as a child grows and you watch them, you a lot of times don't see the growth. But you're growing. You just got to stick with it. You just got to stick with it day by day. And if you fall off sometimes, it's okay. Just get back up and start doing it again. Okay, so let's get out there and have a great week. Time to get started. Let's do it to it. Lots of love to you. It is a do month. That means you're executing on your plan. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow as we get into emotional intelligence habits right here on morningcoach.com. Go do it to it.